Welcome to Enjoying Pregnancy, Birth, and Baby podcast. I am so excited to be able to share another wonderful, positive birth story with you today. So sit back and enjoy. Today's birth story is entitled, The Nurse Was Surprised. No one had ever done that before. And this is about Donovan's birth. My pressure waves started early Thursday morning. I finally got up after one woke me at 6:40 a.m., and I had another one 10 minutes later. So I decided to try and time them. Starting at 7 a.m., I timed them and had four in a row at just under 10 minutes apart. They stayed between 10 and 20 minutes apart for most of the day. I started listening to my HypnoBaby script, Easy Stage 1, on repeat. Between 5 and 6 p.m., they started to get more intense and they seemed more frequent. I asked my husband to time them for me, and they were coming about 6 to 7 minutes apart and lasting about 30 to 45 seconds. I continued to breathe through them and listen to a HypnoBaby script the entire time. I alternated between comfortable childbirth and easy stage 1. At about 9 p.m., the pressure waves were about 4 to 5 minutes apart for an hour. I asked my husband to call my mom to have her come down. She just lives down the street from me. And when the pressure waves were consistently 3 to 4 minutes apart and lasting close to a minute, we decided to head to the hospital. I took a 15-minute shower first while my mom hovered over me and my husband got everything out to the car. We arrived at the hospital on 9:30 p.m. on Thursday. I was taken to a triage room and put on a fetal monitor. My vitals were taken and a cervical exam showed I was 6 to 7 centimeters dilated. The triage nurse was surprised at this because she said I was doing so well. A different doctor was on call for my obstetrician group, so they called him to get birthing orders. I also knew this doctor very well and was quite happy that he was on call. The triage nurse told me that I was being moved to a labor and delivery room and they would keep the monitor straps on me and hook me up when I got to my room. I asked her if I could have intermittent monitoring so I could walk around if I wanted to, and she said she would call the doctor to ask. The doctor insisted on continuous fetal monitoring, but I was not required to stay in bed. I just couldn't go past the wire length. I was then taken to my room and introduced to my nurse. I was group B strep positive, so I already knew that I had to have antibiotics, but I had requested a Heplock only, so another nurse came in to put the Heplock in. I had to have two bags of antibiotics and was able to move around at the bedside while this was being dripped. During this time, I was sitting on the glider in the room and was listening to my scripts. My husband and mom were with me and were awesome in helping me stay relaxed and reminding me to take sips of water to stay hydrated. As soon as my antibiotic was done, I was disconnected from the IV. My husband gave my nurse my birth plan, and to my surprise, she read it very thoroughly and clarified a few things with me. He also gave her the brownies I had made, and she was surprised at this and said no one had ever given them anything like that before, and she seemed very appreciative of that. I continued breathing and relaxing through my pressure waves. When they started getting much more intense, I found that standing, leaning against the counter, and swaying my hips back and forth really helped me through them. I felt better able to relax my birthing muscles with my abdomen kind of hanging out in front of me. At 11:45 p.m., I was standing at the counter in the room when I had a pressure wave, and along with it, a huge urge to push. And I did push a little bit and had a big gush of fluid. I told my husband and my mom and said to get the nurse because I felt like I had to push. My husband said that the triage nurse who first checked me when I arrived at the hospital overheard him tell my nurse this, and he said that she whispered to another nurse. That was fast. My nurse came in and had me get on the bed to check me. I had another pressure wave with an urge to push, and I did, and another gush of fluid. She said I was about 9 centimeters dilated, and they were calling my doctor, and I shouldn't push until he was there. That was the most difficult part for me, was having these pushy pressure waves with that incredibly strong urge to push and being told not to. I lost focus on relaxing just because it was so difficult not to push, but my mom and my husband jumped in to help talk me through trying to relax and not push so I could dilate that last little bit. The nurse checked again and I was 10 centimeters and was given the go-ahead to push. The doctor was still not there yet, and I just focused on using the breathing baby down technique and was very vocal with the use of to get through this part. My nurse was getting a little nervous because she said she could see hair and the doctor was still not there. Another nurse in the room assured her that he would be there any second. He came in shortly after that, and they got everything ready and wanted me to turn on my back and put my feet in the stirrups. But I was more comfortable lying on my side with my leg up, so I stayed in that position. My husband and another nurse were holding up my top leg while I pushed. The doctor was wonderful at helping to guide my pushing, and the pushing part actually felt wonderful and not uncomfortable at all. When he was crowning, I felt very, very tight and stretched, but I wouldn't call it painful. This was very interesting to me since that was the biggest fear that I had. I started pushing at about 11:55 p.m., and my beautiful hypno baby was born at 12:15 a.m. He was 8 pounds and 4 ounces. My husband didn't want to cut the cord because he's always a little queasy around blood and stuff, and was holding himself together pretty well for what he had seen. But the doctor kind of pushed the scissors into his hand and said, "Come on, Daddy," and showed him where to cut, and he did it. A few more pushes and my placenta came out and was intact. The only drugs I had for this birth were 2 bags of antibiotics when I first arrived at the hospital and 2 Tylenol tablets after I was in postpartum to help with some soreness. I refused the routine Pitocin that is given after delivery because when I asked if there was a reason I needed it, the nurse didn't have one and she said I was fine. Total time from active birthing to delivery was about 6 to 7 hours for my first baby, and the total pushing time was about 20 minutes. This birth was such a wonderful, intense, and incredible experience, and I'm so thankful to the HypnoBabies program for allowing me and my husband to have a birthing experience the way God intended for women to have. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with your friends or family who you think might benefit from it as well. You can easily do this through your podcast listening app by clicking on the share button, or go ahead and do a screenshot and just text it to someone you think will enjoy it. This is the best way for this information and positive energy to get out into the world. So thanks for sharing. You can visit me over at enjoybirth.com or on Instagram at enjoybirth. And also remember, if you sign up for my newsletter, you get access to a free ebook, The Top 3 Tips to Enjoy Birth, as well as access for free for my Know Your Options online childbirth class. Can't wait to see you there.